Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Legislative spotlight placed on itinerant traders. Itinerant trading has been a part of Barbadian society since enslavement, when slavers would entrust their enslaved property to peddle wares on their behalf in Bridgetown and across the island. This practice could be considered one of convenience, but it was also, under some circumstances, regarded as a nuisance. In spite of the long practice of this old tradition, on this day, April 11th in the year 1951, the Barbados Advocate carried a report from the House of Assembly where members were acting to legally examine and legislate against the activities of itinerant peddlers. The report informed the public that the House of Assembly passed an address to the governor asking that legislation be sent down for a committee to inquire into certain allegations against itinerant or traveling peddlers. The crux of the matter, as reported in the newspaper, gave rise to scrutiny of the itinerant community and their alleged unfair business practices. Mr. Owen T. Alder moved the address and charged, quote, "These peddlers had for some time been hawking their merchandise across the country districts of this island in motor cars, charging exorbitant prices for their goods and succeeding in disposing of them by offering easy terms," end quote. Mr. Alder continued, quote, "Such practices offered unlimited competition to the small traders of Bridgetown, who had to employ assistants and pay trade tax and income tax," end quote. He emphasized that if these unfair trading practices continued unchecked, many small traders might be forced to close their businesses, causing more unemployment in the colony. The member of the House further stressed that much of the revenue earned from itinerant trading was sent out of the colony annually. He stated that many years ago, traders from India and Jews from parts of Europe came into this island and engaged in trading, but they purchased their goods from Bridgetown merchants and resold to the workers. He also added that the traders misled their intended customers by saying that they were passengers passing through the island and was selling the merchandise at cheap prices because they had found themselves in monetary difficulty, only to find out later that the same goods were cheaper in Bridgetown. Mr. Alder expressed his displeasure, noting that these were acts of exploitation that were being committed against the poor and it needed to be curtailed. To bolster his case, Mr. Alder highlighted that the Grenada government, facing the same situation, had put legislation in place to curtail these unsavory practices, and some of the traders left Grenada for Barbados to continue their get-rich-quick scheme. He suggested that the government get to know every peddler coming into Barbados, and before he starts his business, he should be required to pay taxes into the treasury. The Honorable Winter A. Crawford of the National Congress Party, Grantley H. Adams Barbados Labour Party, and H.A. Dowden Electors Party supported the proposal made by Mr. Alder. However, Lloyd E. Smith of the Barbados Labour Party said he could not agree until alternative measures were put in place to help the poor people who did not have ready cash to access clothes and other items.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.